Chairperson, Excellencies, and distinguished delegates, Malawi welcomes this conference and the draft framework of action currently in circulation. In the past decade, agricultural production in Malawi has varied significantly, with acute shortages of food in some years, which led to low economic growth rate, large balance of payment deficits, overvaluation of the local currency, high interest rate, malnutrition, and high incidences of poverty. Some of the factors that contributed to these problems included adverse effects of liberalization of agricultural markets, removal of subsidy towards agricultural support, high prevalence of drought, high spells, and the drought, floods, rising fertilizer prices, and low levels of investment in agriculture. In addressing these problems, the Malawi government has undertaken the following measures. First, from the 2005-2006 agricultural season, Malawi introduced the Targeted Agricultural Input Subsidy Program. The program aims at improving affordable and accessibility of fertilizer, seeds, and pesticides to poor smallholder farmers for them to achieve food security and income generation. Through this program, target smallholder farmers who could not afford to pay for expensive agricultural inputs have benefited. I'm happy to report that from the 3 years that Malawi has implemented this program, the results have been very encouraging, coming from a decade of food deficit and negative economic growth rate. For three consecutive years, Malawi has now enjoyed significant gains, surpluses, and high economic growth rate of not less than 7.4 annually. This has been a remarkable achievement on our part, and we have managed to sell some of our surplus maize to neighboring countries. Secondly, in line with Maputo Declaration of the African Head of State and Government in 2003, Malawi increased its budgetary allocation of agriculture to more than 10% per year. In the current financial year, overall expenditure on agriculture is slightly above 14% of the national budget, and we are committed to continue scaling up investment in the agricultural sector. Thirdly, Malawi has formulated and will be implementing the program-based approach called the Agricultural Development Program, ADP, which is being aligned to the Comprehensive African Agricultural Development Program, SCAADP, under the new partnership of African Development NEPAD. Under these principles of CADIP, the ADP aims to achieve a 6% growth rate in the agricultural sector. The overall objective of this program is to improve food security whilst ensuring sustainable use of natural resources. Further, the program is emphasizing on improving research and extension services. The program is currently budgeted at $1 billion for the next 5 years, and further support towards the implementation of this program is welcomed. Fourthly, post-harvest losses of Malawi in Malawi still poses a big challenge for our food production initiative. At present, the country experiences post-harvest maize grain losses of about 40% due to pest and poor storage facilities. And the problem is being addressed by Malawi government by coming up with the metallic grain silos, and these are being fabricated at village levels. And so far, I can proudly say we have, for this year, we have produced a total of 600 of such facilities which are going to be distributed to the poor communities. Fifthly, Malawi has suffered extensively from effects of climate change. In the last 3 decades, drought and floods, two of the major symptoms of climate change have been persistent. the number of droughts and dry spells, yes, have increased from 1 year in 10 years in the 70s and to 8 in 10 years in the 2000. To address the impact of climate change and arrest land and environmental degradation, the government of Malawi has developed a national adaptation program of action. In this program, we intend to encourage afforestation, irrigation development, promotion of rainwater harvesting technologies, and the area warning system. Under rain harvesting, the government has initiated a program of constructing dams in all districts of the country. Under irrigation development, the country has a huge potential for irrigation farming, which is not fully being exploited. We therefore welcome continued support from our cooperating partners in this course. We strongly believe that investment in irrigation agriculture is one of the major means of attaining national and global food security. Finally, let me thank all our cooperating partners for helping us make progress in some of our achievements. We look forward to your continued support and greater collaboration. With these remarks, I end my statement. Thank you all for your attention.